As a chef, you have to have a great sense of ambition and aspirations of always pushing forward. You have to know yourself, where your roots are, where your strength as a chef is.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
9:13 as we continue live on 720 WGN and SEAL TV. Thanks for listening to show number 1182. It's number 13 in the new studio. No, this is 14, isn't it?
This is number 1 in the skyline.
Oh, that's true. So it's 1182, 13, and 1.
That's right, if you're keeping score.
We got to have all three. At Cochran Show on Twitter, right. Facebook.com, Steve Cochran Show on Facebook. In the era of the celebrity chef, there is probably no better guy, by all accounts, than Marcus Samuelson, who joins us now, who doesn't just make food and take money. He's a giver as well. Good morning, Marcus. And let's go there. Good morning, Marcus.
There he is.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. And thanks for being on the show. And I meant what
Thank
I said.
You
You're a good human being.
Thank you. I'm super excited about launching No Passport Required tonight. It's going to be fun.
All right, now to settle down, Marcus. Don't jump into the plug. It's not my first day. We'll get there. July 24th episode is going to focus on Chicago and the Mexican community. The second largest of the same is here in Chicago. But let's talk about you for a second. Where were you born? Let's get a little background on you. Where are you from?
I was born in Ethiopia and raised in Sweden. So I might be the first Ethiopian you ever talked to.
Sweetiopian. I love that. And how did you get your big break? Who is your mentor? Who's the one that cracked the shell for you to be Marcus Samuelson, superstar chef?
Well, I think there was many, but one actually that helped me a lot when I came as an early cook to America was Chef Charlie Trotter from Chicago.
Sure.
He was a huge inspiration to me, and he helped me out a lot.
Chef, thanks for joining us. You've had an experience here in Chicago, Seaview, and of course, the Burger Place and the Macy's, which has been there for a long time. Talk about what Chicago means to you, obviously having that experience with Charlie Trotter, but what does Chicago as a market and as a city mean to you as both a chef and now a television host?
Well, I mean, Chicago's always been a fantastic food town, right? The chefs, we've been going there forever to meet and work with chefs like Grant and Rick Bayless and Chef Charlie Trotter, and now with Paul Kahn and Stephanie. So it's always had this incredible history of pumping out great, great chefs. But at No Passport, we're looking at the Mexican-American community, and we're looking at the authentic food that, you know, a place like La Barca, for example, right, in back of the yard that, you know, it's a deli, it's a bar, but it's also a place with incredible tacos. Or Mi Tu Calla in Logan Square, which is also amazing. So this is a chance to look at not just restaurants, but the food scene as a whole and what the Mexican-American community has contributed to that.
And these hybrid situations are perfect for my favorite Sweetiopian. You know, Marcus Samuelson is Sweetiopian.
It is.
I don't want to, put any pressure on you, but, you know, you're talking to a fellow James Beard Award winner, and it's not me.
How many times have you won? I have won twice.
I've been nominated 5 times. I work with Steve Dolinsky.
Had
the Chicago area for years. So know him. He's one
Steve,
of the.
Steve is amazing.
Yeah.
And where are your James Beard Awards?
They are right now in my father's basement.
All right. And Marcus, where do you keep your awards?
My wife has a better check on them than I am, but I have some at home and some at the restaurant.
Okay.
Chef Samuelson, he actually does the work. I edited the work of
that's work.
Steve Dolinsky.
Give yourself credit.
That's what I'm saying. He's a chef.
It counts. It counts.
For Chef, for you to take on this to take on the show that actually, you know, looks at the immigrant experience and how its effect on the food culture in major cities, how important is that for you to do at this time in history?
Well, I think the hospitality community, we've always been diverse, and we're another window into what America looks like. And what No Passport does is really humanize the conversation around immigration through food and storytelling. It's not just food. We learn about music, we learn about art, we learn about spirituality, and looking at places like Detroit and the Arab American community, learning about Chicago through the Mexican American lens, it's fascinating, but it's also, I think, what we need right now. We need to teach other people, we need to learn through other cultures through food. It's a great way to break bread and be excited about us as Americans.
You know, for you, you've had a long career on television. You're a star in the Food Network. How have those experiences, the experiences of being on television as well as being a celebrity chef, how has that helped you with the new show that you're doing now?
Well, I mean, when you're cooking with aunties and grandmas, it doesn't help you at all. You know, when you mess up someone's spring roll, you're going to get an elbow in your stomach, you know?
And rightfully so.
I don't know if it helped me, but I think for me, this is my dream show that I could ever do, to travel around the country that I love and eat great food and listen to amazing stories about how they got here. It's something I can relate to because I aspired and dreamt about going to America, coming here. My story was very different than some of the people that we're talking to, but it shows that immigration is not monolithic. It's very diverse.
And again, our favorite Sweetiopian host, No Passport Required, where he travels the country and explores and celebrates immigrant traditions like what's happening here in the Mexican community. And with all the conversation on immigration and what's happening to immigrants in this country, focusing on the greatness of immigrant neighborhoods, the timing couldn't be better. And we're excited about not just the July 24th episode, but the entire new season of No Passport Required. All right, let me give you the fast five here, because every celebrity chef on the show has to go through this. I just invented it.
Oh,
your favorite.
This is bad. I know this is bad.
Your favorite cookie as a snack. Your favorite cookie.
I got to say chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip. You like a Keebler, or are you a little more advanced than that?
I might throw some chili and some salt in there, too, so a little bit more advanced. Yeah.
Step it up. Your favorite ice cream?
Ooh.
I see you as a Dove Bar kind of guy.
I grew up with
an
apple ice cream in Sweden that I've yet to find here, so that would be my favorite ice cream so far.
Ice cream. I love it.
Apple-flavored ice cream?
Yeah, it was delicious. Oh. You need this green, really green, almost like Granny Smith. It's sour and sweet at the same time. Delicious.
Have you heard of chocolate? Hello.
I think chocolate chip cookie. I can't go back to that.
You're right.
I think it's very. I admire you for asking a black guy if he ever knows about chocolate.
Yeah, that's a fair thing. Right? Well, you know, from one to another. Your favorite candy. Your favorite candy. Your go-to candy.
Dime, again, I go back to my childhood. It's a Swedish toffee that is delicious.
We got to get you hooked on Reese's Pieces.
These. I like these.
Go to IKEA, you get it. You get it. Go to IKEA, you get it.
Pizza, you got to have this topping on a pizza. What is it?
I would say Italian sausage with a little bit of beautiful just chili flakes on top.
Yeah, we could stop at the sausage.
Playing to the crowd now.
And fast food, if you go to one drive-thru experience, Marcus is hungry, he doesn't feel like cooking, he's hitting the drive-thru on the way home, what are you going to?
I don't know. I would be a fried chicken joint. It would not be a burger joint.
All right, so like a Chick-fil-A?
No, not going to Chick-fil-A. Not doing that.
Popeyes.
Famous, but I was in Miami and I had a great fried chicken and something called Dirty Bird. It was great.
The Dirty Bird.
There you go.
Yeah, I've heard of Dirty Bird.
Absolutely.
All right, there you go.
All right, Marcus, from all the Sweetiopians listening, we're all very proud of you and all that you've done. Follow you on social media and everybody should see the whole season, the new season of No Passport Required. And don't forget, coming up on July 24th, Chicago focused on the Mexican community, and it's a great show. And thank you, Marcus, for jumping on.
Chef Samuelson.
Thank you so much for having me.